This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Scott Bell Show.
It's absolutely ludicrous that in a country that calls itself free, we cannot, or our farmers cannot, travel across state lines for raw milk.
Robert Scott Bell.
At least 15 high school students are suffering from an illness that causes them to have uncontrollable twitching and verbal outbursts.
Contaminated rock and fill and soil was used to build a new school.
Robert Scott Bell.
Paula Deen, the Butter Queen, kept her diagnosis of type 2 diabetes a secret.
You waited until you got a big pharmaceutical company to pay you.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Hey, back in the Midwest, and it's not snowing, it's not too cold, and I'm here with Joni Abbott.
Hi.
Joni.
Hey. What's up?
What's up? That's right. Super Don. You see Joni on the
YouTube
stream? Hi, Don.
Hey, guys.
I do. How you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
Hanging in there.
Good. No coffee enemas for you today, Don?
No, although Robert's been working hard to try and get me to, because I've been feeling kind of cruddy lately. But
telling you, I'm a happy convert.
Yeah.
It's great stuff.
Well, yeah, and so far nobody has done them here at the booth, so we're okay. Super
yeah,
nice.
I thankfully didn't bring my stuff to do it on
the
show.
Yeah, turn the camera off. Turn the camera off if that happens, please.
No, but actually Joni is going to do, by the way, Joni has homegrown health. You can hear sometimes her voice, a lot of times her voice announcing this show. It's her lovely voice. And she's going to be doing a presentation.
Yeah.
Believe it or not, on coffee enemas.
On coffee enemas.
When and where?
It's Sunday at Harborview Health and Wellness. It's in 1 week from today.
Live YouTube stream?
No YouTube stream. Just a stream of coffee. But it's... I've had so many people on Instagram when I started, like, I took them through the journey in my just Instagram story, at the only Just Joni. Mm-hmm. In there, I don't always post everything on my news feed, but it's just in that daily story. I was taking people watching with me on this juice cleanse that I did for 10 days, and then... And on the coffee enema and how much different I felt and even looked. And people are now intrigued. And so they're reaching out to me and they're like, at first we didn't want to look. We couldn't stop looking. Yeah. Oh, we didn't look away.
Hey, well, it's not, Super Don, don't worry. It's not graphic. There's nothing like that.
No,
it's like,
no.
You know, just even hearing it, you go, what? Wait a second, for the first time.
Yeah, people don't look at you the same when they know.
Anyway, this has been cool. The Trinity Conference has kicked into gear. That's the Health Freedom Expo's new incarnation. And Super D, it's been amazing. Loads of folks. In fact, Joni and I had to compete for audience yesterday.
I know. I threatened to storm your talk, if depending on how many people came to mine.
Yeah.
And then we would just co-present. I don't know how anybody here would have done that, how they would have felt about it, but I was
about
ready to do it.
It wasn't necessary. And I texted you back when I said, I think you're going to have a great crowd.
Yep.
And
I did.
Indeed. So this is the point for the Trinity future. Y'all know if you got to learn, you want to teach, this is an opportunity. And there were plenty of people that selected. It's like you were doing microbiome, I was doing microbiome.
Right.
But the main difference was, I guess, where the microbiome is you were talking about versus the one I was talking about.
Yes. So I covered the vaginal microbiome as Robert covered the gut. But they both do intertwine. They are both play a very huge role in the whole microbiome picture,
mm-hmm.
because we have so many microbiomes. And I truly believe it's the wave of future of medicine. Every organ, every function in our body is going to have a microbiome. I think they're going to discover. We have one in our heart. We women have them in our breasts. They're in our brain. They're in our gut. Now we have them in our vagina, in our anus, like microbiome everywhere.
Yeah. Now, she did say the planet Uranus, just so anybody's not offended by that. It was an astrological term. All right.
We are a reflection of the universe,
yes,
aren't we, though?
We are. We are indeed. So, Super Don, you threw out some stories for us, and I have not accessed them that easily. But the first one I see here is about a global fight against cancer and chronic disease. Are we winning? Are we losing? Is it a draw? What's going on out there, Super D?
Well, apparently the UN had a slumber party, and a bunch of heads of state came over, and they all pinky promised that they were going to try and reduce premature deaths from cancer, cardiovascular disease, chronic respiratory disease, and diabetes by 2030. And apparently, it looks like they're not going to make that goal. So they're all in detention right now. Yeah,
bunch of losers.
They're all in timeout. So how did they exactly propose that they were going to do that?
You know, that's one of the things that I think is always interesting. When you get government involved, and they're like, we're going to reduce blah, blah, blah. They honestly, really, truly have no real plan. It's just an opportunity for them to throw money at stuff, you know, and get votes and pass legislation and attach pork projects to it and all that kind of stuff. Honestly, then it's like with the opioid epidemic that we're dealing with right now. Everybody's jumping up and down. We're going to solve the opioid epidemic by throwing $1 billion at it,
already
right?
Already solved. Yeah. We already know how to fix that.
Yeah, we do. CBD, kratom, detox your liver, hydrate, molecular hydrogen in the water. You didn't make my lecture today. I did a neurological
degradation.
No, it's okay.
Sorry.
It's okay. Listen, it was great. It's funny because I did cover molecular hydrogen, and I asked, hey, Paul, my buddy Paul Berterra from Citizens United, come on down. I'll do these few slides for me because I love bringing the family in, right? Brothers and sisters, right? And he didn't show up on time, so I did it, and then he showed up. Like, oh, thanks for waking up, buddy.
Right.
And then he came in and did it. And then Chris Barr was in the back of the room, so I said, Chris, hey, I want to cover the B vitamins and brain and neurological. He'd come up and did it. So I was like, dude, it's nice to, people say you don't have to do it all, right?
You can
actually
delegate
or ask for help, and I'm like, super Don, I'm learning. Slowly but surely, people are helping me.
Of course we are. We'll always be here. Of course we
are.
Yes. Yeah, we'll all be here to help one another. You get a little help from your friends, right? Mm-hmm.
Exactly. So in terms of winning the fight against cancer and chronic disease, you win before you begin, in a sense, that you start by changing what goes into your body. Now, last night we saw a movie called Secret Ingredients.
Yes, Jeffrey Smith's latest documentary.
Right, and he should be here on the air sometime in the next 2 hours, folks. We'll have Jeffrey Smith with us live at the Trinity Conference. But simply by switching to organic, non-GMO foods, we're not talking supplements.
No. No, kids are losing their autism diagnosis. Families are becoming less inflamed. They're more functional. Their weight comes off very easily. They're able to be more interactive with each other and do the things that they want to do and are able to do. This one family, their child not only lost his autism diagnosis, their daughter no longer has asthma. It's amazing when you look at the blueprint of our bodies. Food as medicine is the one-size-fits-all program. We had that talk last night that the one thing that goes for everyone because of our human design is that we need
good food,
real whole foods in our body.
We have to delineate now organic, non-GMO. We can't just say food.
Right.
Yeah. That's the sad thing about where modern man has gone in abandoning the basis for, listen, I know there are some breatharians in the audience. You won't tell me who you are, right? They just breathe it in. But for all the rest of us, we got to eat food.
Right.
And if you eat food loaded with toxins, pesticides, and, of course, deficient in vitamins, minerals, trace minerals. And now the GMO aspect of it, how is it interacting with our, epithelial lining, right? We see the damage to the glyphosate, things like that. Or is it altering the human genome, the animal genome? Because that's what they're doing on purpose, right?
Right. Well, it's just so simple. Food used to be simple. Now food has become so complicated for this reason. And it's better to be safe than sorry. It's the true investment in your health that will last a lifetime.
But I mentioned, by talking through in my lecture this morning about neurological degradation, we talk about inflammation of cells, oxidation, right? We know that we need minerals to neutralize. We need the fats. We need, there's so many things we need. And if I were to tell you, like the Secret Ingredients movie does, well, it means you need to eat organic, non-GMO food.
Right.
Would you do it? Or would you say, no, I just would rather have a pill.
No, that's too expensive. And I'm like, by the time I did a price comparison with a customer at the juice bar that I'm at. And what's so interesting is we only realized that it was a dollar or two difference to get fresh juice 3 to 5 pounds of fruits and vegetables that are organic and non-GMO in their body mm-hmm. to flood their system. And then we took that price comparison to like fast food. And it was only a dollar more. And I'm like, the amount of bang for your buck you're getting with this nutritional content mm-hmm. is amazing. So are we worth more? Are we worth $2, $3, $4 more? Of course we're worth more. You are priceless, and your body needs to stay healthy to mm-hmm. do all the things you want to do, or you won't get there.
Yeah. Now, I think I've raised my son to be orthorexic, though. I'm a little concerned.
Oh, same.
Yeah. You have, yeah.
My kids are, yeah.
But the thing is, it's just amazing the discipline he has. He's 18. He went out on this 8-9-day camp out mm-hmm. for the mountain man stuff. And I'm like, you know, they included, like, food, like, morning and night, and you bring your own lunch stuff. And
yeah.
So he's eating some things, but he's like, well, Dad, I didn't trust what they were serving.
Right.
I'm like, so what do you do? Well, I fasted a lot. I didn't eat a lot. I'm like, dude. Now, it's impressive that an 18-year-old would rather fast than eat food he thinks would make him feel rotten.
Right.
But, I never said you have to be orthorexic.
Right.
Then I'm joking a little bit because, again, that's a made-up designation. It really is. If people are obsessed about the quality of food, they won't touch anything because they think, no, it's not to that level. I mean, we, like last night, let's give an example
here.
Oh,
this was fun.
Here at Super Don, there's a place called, is it Nick's?
Nick's, yeah.
And it's NIC, but it's interesting because it's like if somebody said, we know American people like McDonald's.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
Super Don, right? We know the American people still like fast
burgers
food.
And fries,
so
milkshakes.
So let's just basically pretend we're in an alternate universe, and we're going to put one in. We're not going to call it McDonald's, but we're going to have everything they have, but it's all going to be organic, non-GMO.
Yep.
I am not kidding. That's what this place is. So we went to an organic fast food restaurant.
You should have seen us. You're standing at the counter, and we're like, is that really organic? And we're looking around, and we're just like, we look like we landed on a different planet. I'm convinced, yeah.
It was funny because, it had organic, USDA organic, non-GMO. They even had their soft drink, Super Don. Their soft drinks were craft sodas, completely organic, every ingredient. And I'm like, no, is this the best food in the world to always eat every time? No,
but when do we get the opportunity to eat that?
Yeah. And so it was pretty wild perspective. I'm feeling good. You're not used to the dairy because they even have organic milkshakes.
So I totally went BC, like I went BO before organic.
Yeah.
And I was like, I just looked at everything and I'm like, oh my gosh. So we ordered all the food.
Yeah.
And I had a milkshake and it made me sick. It made me,
you're not used to it.
I don't have that much sugar. I don't have I don't have dairy in my diet at all.
Normally we do raw milk. They don't allow that. By the way, my son just texted me, Dad, I didn't fast that much during the week, but there were a few times I did.
Oh, Elijah.
Yeah, I didn't say you fasted totally, kiddo. I know. But again, it's impressive. Your willingness to say, my body is a temple. I don't want to feel rotten. That's pretty pragmatic and practical. That's not orthorexic, okay?
Right.
There's a difference. All right, folks, we got a lot more healing to go on the Robert Scott Bell Show, live from the Trinity Conference. Is it your lifespan or your health span, or can you have both? We're going to talk about it next.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal with polypeptide technology from Natural Botanicals to return to a full-body, shiny head of hair. Reveal works for men and women and has a 30-day money-back guarantee. Look for preferred customer discount on Reveal at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
What if the FDA said your cells are not your own? Yeah, that's right. They do. And in fact, we have someone talking about that right now, Kristen Camilla. She's a PhD researcher, and she's working with U.S. Stem Cell Clinic. And the FDA is after her. Why? Because she's working with your own cells, and I guess they claim ownership over all of us. Kristen, welcome to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Thank you. So glad to be here. So glad to educate your audience about stem cells and the importance of healing from within.
Yeah, I always talk about, you know, the fact that we all have stem cells. It's not just babies. It's not just developing babies in utero, but stem cells at any age, as adults, they're perhaps all over the body. But when you're working as a, you know, PhD researcher in stem cells, and you've got world renown about you when I researched you, we're not talking about stem cells from babies here necessarily.
No, not at all. So every single one of us have stem cells inside our body, and the main purpose of these cells is to maintain and heal tissue. This is really what keeps us going as we age. So regardless of your age, you've got stem cells hard at work. And the concept of regenerative medicine is to harness these cells where they may exist in storage in your body, and as luck would have it, they exist high numbers in storage in your fat tissue. So harness those from your fat tissue and then relocate them to where you might need them. So just to give you an example, maybe you have some knee pain or an injury in your knee. You can isolate the stem cells that exist inside your fat and put those directly into the problematic knee. This kind of technology is already going on now. Tens of thousands of patients have been treated utilizing these techniques. And it's really going to revolutionize and change the way we address so many different things in health and medicine.
Well, the controversy here is the government agencies are claiming that when you take somebody's stem cells out and then you put them back in, somehow that the government should have control over them. And this is, you know, outrage is an understatement. I call the FDA the Fear and Death Administration because they're not protecting the public. They're protecting an economic monopoly in industry, for instance, the drug industry, against the freedom of innovators such as yourself and the people to seek out those innovations for their own health.
Yeah, absolutely. So what's going on right now is that the United States of America have chosen to file a lawsuit against me personally, as well as the clinic, stating that the cells that exist inside me and you are a drug. And our position is that these are not a drug, that I'm the sole owner of the cells inside my body, and that I should have a right to utilize these cells however I see fit. And I can work with my physician or other practitioner to utilize those cells. Now, surgical procedures, for example, relocating skin or tissue or anything else, are already regulated by the medical boards. So there's really no reason to place additional regulations by the federal government and the FDA on these type of procedures. And I think most Americans would agree that they have a right to use their cells in their body as they see fit.
So on what basis are they suing you then to say that, you know, declaring this is a drug just unilaterally, or are they making some other strange claim that makes sense to anybody?
So they have filed what's called an injunction, which means that they are trying to get us to stop doing these medical procedures for patients to help them use their own cells because they want them to be regulated as a drug. The challenge is that if this were regulated as a drug in the United States, it would definitely shut down the field, because in order to get drug approval, you have to go through millions and millions of dollars of studies, and there's nothing to bottle and sell, so pharmaceutical companies would never pay for those studies. That's why surgical procedures never get classified as a drug, and it really doesn't make sense to do it that way. What would happen is, if the United States says that the cells inside me and you are a drug, is that it would force patients to have to go offshore to get these treatments, because many other countries throughout the world have embraced this technology. And the only people that would suffer are the Americans. And it would mean that it would become way too expensive to leave the country and get treatments. And it's just not feasible for most Americans to do that.
Yeah, America, land of the free, except when it comes to the medical police state. Folks, if you want to be able to stay at home and get a procedure done that doesn't involve anybody else's cells, just your own, I think this is something you want to take part as far as supporting. And we have links up in the show notes today. One of those links will take you to mycellsmychoice.org, where you can sign the petition and get word to the government. Reach out to your legislators and say, this is not an unapproved new drug. These are my own cells, and I shall have the right to use them as I see fit with those that are qualified to help me use them that way. We're going to be right back, more with Kristen Camilla, PhD, on a very, very intriguing topic, and one that relates to the ultimate autonomy that you should have over your own cells versus the government claiming ownership of those very same cells. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, two of the Magi's gifts, frankincense and myrrh, were highly prized in biblical times for their health and healing benefits. Science today confirms they are ultra-powerful tools to support your health, anti-aging, and longevity. Meanwhile, you'll be surprised to learn a third spice, often referred to as gold in biblical times, may be nature's most potent tool to protect your immunity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus their powerful gifts of health, and you'll discover how much they'll help you, too. Go to RSB Reports right now to get this important report absolutely free. That's rsbreports.com.
USA Radio News.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is continuing his meetings with officials in Mexico City as thousands of migrants continue trekking towards the United States and Mexico border. Reports are that the migrant caravan tore down a border gate in Guatemala and began to rush toward the border bridge into Mexico. Republican Congressman Jim Jordan joined Fox Business.
President's just doing what he said he would do, which is trying to get control of the southern border. I think it also underscores why we need to build the border security wall.
President Trump is in Arizona, where he will be holding one of his Make America Great rallies tonight after touring Luke Air Force Base, which is just outside of Phoenix. Ed Rollins ran Ronald Reagan's campaign. He says the president's doing a great job for candidates out on the campaign trail.
The president's doing exactly what he needs to be doing. He's running a very brilliant campaign, and I don't know who's advising him to do it, but he's doing it correctly. He's going to the places he needs to. He creates energy.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
If you owe any money to the IRS, you need to call this toll-free number right now. 800-511-2084. That's 800-511-2084. Uncle Sam has the power to make your life miserable. You could stop the collection process right now by calling 800-511-2084. That's 800-511-2084. When you call the Tax Support Group, you'll get free information on how you can reduce your back taxes, including penalties and interest. You could also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have entered into a payment plan and can't make the payments. Stop Uncle Sam right now. Make the free call that could help you end the worry today. 800-511-2084. That's 800-511-2084. 800-511-2084. 2084 800-511-2084.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M of NutriMedical.com and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
My guest this hour, Kristen Camella, Ph.D. She is also found at usstemcellclinic.com. The controversy, as she has utilized her intelligence research working with other colleagues to find a way to harvest your own cells, some stem cells, from fat tissue and then inject them into problem areas that need regeneration. Right? Now, I'm not saying this is the only way that we should go or could go, but I am all about innovation when you're doing non-toxic therapies like this that don't require the risk of dangerous side effects, which are really direct effects. Drugs have direct effects. They kind of PR them into side effects. And the reality is what you're seeing with patients that have gone through this procedure, Kristen, and I saw the video, people are going from massive pain scenarios to no pain scenarios, regenerating aspects of our own bodies that don't now require, let's say, artificial replacements, turning people into bionic robots.
Yeah, absolutely. I think the great news about regenerative medicine, and in particular stem cell therapy, is that we can really get to the root cause of the situation, which is almost always damaged tissue. So anytime you're feeling pain, this is going to be as a result of inflammation or damaged tissue. So by applying stem cells to that damaged tissue, you can actually repair and regenerate the tissue. And I think so many things that we do in medicine are only dealing with the symptoms. They're not getting to the root cause. This is one of the reasons that we have the opiate epidemic. You know, we're not addressing the root cause. We're just addressing the symptom of the pain. And I think that it's not necessarily the best way to address people's health and concerns. We really want to get to that root cause. So every single tissue inside our body has the potential to heal. All we're doing is tapping into that technology that exists inside the body. We can really use this healing potential inside every single one of us to get to that root cause.
So, Kristen, how many other countries is this procedure available in versus now FDA trying to basically shut it down here in America?
Yeah, dozens of countries throughout the world have really embraced this technology. They're, you know, really interested in helping their citizens heal and feel better. Many other countries don't necessarily have kind of the stronghold that the pharmaceutical companies have on the United States. And that's not to say that pharmaceuticals don't play a role. They have done many great things for many patients. This is just one more tool in the toolbox. And I think Americans want and should have the ability to make choices about their health. You have cells inside you that are constantly healing your body. And if you choose with your physician to use these cells to advance your health or to repair any damaged tissue, that is 100% your right. And I believe that America should have some of the best medicine on the planet. Patients should not have to leave the country to get some of these new techniques and new therapies.
So if the USA has filed suit against you personally to stop this, I foresee this potentially going all the way up to the Supreme Court. I don't know that if it lasts that long in the courts. I think it's a slam dunk, honestly, to say this is ridiculous. What does the FDA have? How can they claim your cells are a drug? But this could be a long haul because they've got the resources of the U.S. taxpayer. I don't know if you have – what do you have to defend against that?
Yeah, this is definitely something that's a challenge. And when the lawsuit was first being brought, before it was filed in the courts, the attorneys at the Department of Justice who represent the Food and Drug Administration, the FDA, contacted my attorneys and said that I had the option to sign what's called a consent decree, which essentially said that I would stop or that our clinics would stop offering these procedures to patients. And if I signed that and went away, they would not file suit on me. And so together with my husband and we have two children, I sat down and I said, listen, some things are bigger than us, and I'm going to choose to stand up and fight this. It's not going to be an easy haul. This could destroy us financially. This could be very a challenging path, but I just knew that it was the right thing to do. You know, we've seen enough patients in our clinic get better from things that traditional medicine was not working for them, or that, you know, that they had given up hope, and to truly help a patient, I knew that I had to do it. It's the right thing to do, and to stand up and have that voice for patients that don't have the voice. As far as how long will I be able to continue to fight? Well, I'm just going to keep fighting until I can't fight anymore.
Well, I mean, this is one of the reasons why I feel it important to bring you on to this show, because we have a passion for healing. We want the freedom to heal and want everybody to have the choice. I may, be in opposition to certain medical procedures that I feel are very dangerous and unnecessary, but I would not at the same time try to prohibit people's choice in that regard. Unfortunately, our FDA is all about suppressing the freedom to choose in this regard and in many other regards. And so are there other ways that my listeners can help? I see the petition here, the MyCellsMyChoice.org. Are you working with any organizations that say, I want to help Kristen stand up against the bully here?
Yeah, I mean, that's the best way to do it. Go to MyCellsMyChoice.org, sign the petition. And then the other thing, go to my Facebook page or my Instagram. It's Kristen with an I, Camella, comma, PhD, and just send me a note and say, keep up the work. Every now and then, it's just great to hear from, you know, people in America who say, yes, I want this right, and thank you for standing up. So I so appreciate the notes of support that I get. This is too important. We have to continue to fight. And we're on the right side of history. And one of the narratives that I sometimes see played in the media, for example, is that patients are vulnerable and they can't make decisions for themselves. And I just find that to be not true. I feel like patients are educated. They research. They learn about their health. They learn about alternative options, and that they should have a right to make a decision. Patients are not willy-nilly about their health. It is their most valuable possession, and they're taking the time to get educated.
Well, when those authoritarians say that, they're really, it's code for, oh my gosh, they're making choices that we don't like. You know, they're not buying enough of the drugs we're regulated or we're, you know, so for me, it's an arrogant statement. It's kind of like going after parents who have witnessed their children who were healthy, and then after vaccination, suddenly they've lost their health. They start reversing in their development, and then they say, well, these parents did not see what they saw, and we know better because we have degrees by our name. This is not about having a degree or not. I mean, you are highly intelligent and highly educated, and you do have a PhD. But the reality is you're fighting for the choices of the people here to make a decision to go a non-drug therapy that the FDA is trying to claim is now a drug.
Yeah, that's absolutely it. And I think nobody knows your body like you know your body. And never forget that. And I think another important thing to remember is that our bodies are miraculous machines. So we should take advantage of this technology that exists inside every single one of us. And that, there's more than one way to achieve health. And we can do this in a natural way by tapping into that stem cell technology inside us.
We're talking with Dr. Kristen Camella. She's a PhD and researcher, and she's with USStemCellClinic.com. There is a petition online you can participate in, MyCellsMyChoice.org, talking about the big bad USA in this case going after her, telling her you got to stop doing these procedures that are helping patients and not harming them. Now, a lot of these procedures are focused on musculoskeletal degeneration, injuries, repairing tissue. What other uses for stem cell therapy in your research have you seen that people might not be aware of?
Yeah, so probably the most common is going to be your orthopedics. So this ranges from anything chronic like osteoarthritis to anything that could be an injury or, things like a meniscal tear in the joints or things like degenerative disc disease. But in addition to that, we look at systemic issues, heart, lungs, kidney, things like diabetes. Essentially, anything that has to do with damaged tissue, stem cells are responsible for healing that and repairing the damaged tissue. Anything, even something like a traumatic brain injury, we can apply the cells so that they can go to the brain and easily cross the blood-brain barrier to help that. I actually think that it's kind of criminal that we don't do this for our athletes, which are, getting some brain damage every time they get tackled. We can do this every Monday morning to help repair some of that damage in the brain.
Now, are these introduced always via injection, a sort of a surgical procedure, or can they be taken orally or transdermally? How is it presented?
So it's all done in an outpatient procedure. We do what's called local anesthesia, which means that we just apply some numbing solution just below the skin. The incision that we make is so tiny that it doesn't even require stitching. You're awake during the whole procedure. We take a small sample of fat, isolate the stem cells from your fat, and then immediately deliver those right back to you. So you're in and out of the door within 2 hours, and kind of back to your regular routine. So the downtime associated with it is very minimal. So I've had patients who have actually returned to work on the same day.
Now, I can understand, based on you broadening the understanding, not just orthopedic, but heart, lung, kidneys, probably liver, brain, what this threatens is a massive amount of the drug industry's bread and butter. The reliance on managing disease, which unfortunately then creates others through toxic introduction of these synthetic substances approved by the FDA. So stem cell therapy really does threaten their bottom line, as they're going after homeopathy. They've been going after herbs for years. So to add this to the list of regulatory capture, what happens when the regulatory agencies are captured by the industry they're supposed to regulate? And those industries say, hey, we don't want any competition. The FDA becomes the attack dog on behalf of those industries, if you will. That is not the design, supposedly, from the intent of something like an FDA, but that is how it's manifested today.
Yeah, definitely. And so one thing that happened this past year is that Novartis actually got fast-track approval for one of their cell therapy products. And they are now selling that cell therapy product for $500,000 per dose. Wow. And when we were providing in-clinic cell therapy procedures for, $5,000-$6,000, it kind of makes Novartis look bad when they're trying to sell a cell therapy product for $500,000. So I found that kind of interesting. And not to say that the Novartis cell therapy product couldn't be beneficial for some patients, but I think that there is a big discrepancy in pricing. And, these surgical procedures can be easily done in clinic, and there's really no need to involve big pharma in that picture.
Beautifully said, Kristen. You are on the right side of history on this, and I hope everybody reaches out to support you. I'd be loving to talk to you further as things progress here. Good luck with the suit, and everybody check it out, mycellsmychoice.org. Kristen Camella, PhD, thanks for being with us.
Thank you so much.
All right, back after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to say big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Times are changing. The circus of politics, healthcare's low standards and high prices, and let's not forget food quality. What to do? Arm yourself with Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. In a world of chemical imbalance and poor air and water quality, it's time you make a move. Log on to GetTheTea.com and stock up on organic non-GMO supplements. Don't forget the tea. Cleansing your body never felt so good. And we have a brand new tea called Takedown Tea, which helps support healthy glucose. All natural body support so you can be at your best. Naturally. All you have to do is log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. We're not a fad that comes and goes. We are the real deal. Join us and armor up. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Changing America's health one tea bag at a time.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Well, thank you to Kristen Camilla for being on board today. And we have Dr. Mark Chait, surprise guest this hour, and Super Don making it sound so good from out west where I sometimes hang out nowadays. And Super D, is there anything else we need to cover this hour before we head to hour two and we do more CBD discussion and Canada on pot perhaps?
Yeah, well, we've got another question of the day from Mary. This is a two-parter. So first one, you want me to go ahead and read this for you?
Yeah, please.
All right. She says, my 85-year-old father has crawling sensation on his skin. And she puts in parentheses, there's no bugs. So we can rule out bugs on this situation.
All right.
She says, which makes him crazy, not sleep well. He's tried many allopathic ointments, but nothing gave permanent relief. Any suggestions?
Well, the topic of CBD comes up for me because of the, you know, the impact on anxiety. Well, MS, yeah, but neurological stuff. Mm-hmm. But I think the anxiety alone, if you could take that down a notch. Now, we don't know what this is going on in this 85-year-old. Have you heard about Morgellons? This is like an X-Files disease.
Oh, yeah.
It's one of those crazy where they describe these crawling sensations, like it feels like there's stuff on it. And, of course, for a long time, the medical profession just dismisses it, say it's psychological.
Right.
And, you know, there are psychological issues, but is every one of them having that? And so Morgellons is a mystery to me, even these strange colored fibers come out of the skin. Although they have been using silver as a therapeutic protocol, I always talk about the use of delimonene. That's the distillate from the orange peel.
Right.
Remember, like orange TKO?
Right.
If there is some kind of microorganism or a bug, I don't know. It's just I don't have a definitive answer. I just know that people have been helped by doing some of these things. But I think for the intense sensation, and the neurological interface, the CBD would be great.
Yeah, that could be an option, and I think with the safety profile that we're looking at.
Yeah, because if Grandpa takes too much, he'll take a nap. not too bad. And, you know, there's a Morgellons sufferers groups, bulletin boards where people are, they share this stuff, they communicate. And there are some physicians that are sympathetic to it because they've had a family member suffer. And otherwise it's so complicated. Often I was like, I just don't know what to do with it. So also for intense, uncontrollable itching. And I've said this homeopathic remedy many times over the years. Super Don, do you remember? It starts with the letter M. M. Now, this is a tough one. This is a big one. Yeah.
It's not mayonnaise.
Not mayonnaise.
Not mayonnaise.
Don't bathe in mayonnaise, please.
That was what I was going to say, so I don't know.
It's yogurt. No, that's a Y word. M. M. It's mezereum. It's a weird remedy. Mezereum. That's, you take it orally. Just, it's just one of those remedies that is most indicated for uncontrollable, intense. You can't stop, right? Mm-hmm. So at the very least, that could help. It still is not going to get to the heart of, we don't know why this is happening. Is there a follow-up from Mary on this one?
Part two. Homeopathic question. Is it possible to make homeopathic remedies without alcohol?
Oh, yeah. Oh,
of course.
Yeah.
They're available.
Yeah. In fact, well, if you're going to make it the pellet form, there's no alcohol left. They could make it with alcohol and it'll evaporate, right?
Yes, right.
But if you're doing the liquid remedy, our friend Dr. Frank King, Dr. King's remedies up in Asheville, North Carolina, he's been attacked by FDA. They don't like homeopathy FDA. They are coming after it. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. You know all the people that are dying on homeopathic remedies.
Right.
None. Anyway, but competition. You know, the reality is that it's a preservative agent in most, and that's the classic preservative from 200 years ago.
Right.
Alcohol would prevent, you know, microbial growth. So it's low tech, but some people, I get it, they're sensitive or opposed to using alcohol. So use the pellets, although then they'll say, well, there's sugar on the pellets. I don't want that. I'm like, dude, I don't know what to tell you.
You got
to
pick.
Can't please everybody, I guess.
But Dr. King does a good job in non-alcohol water-based remedies. So I would say that's an easy answer for Mary in that regard. It already exists. Go to drkings.com, drkings.com. I just have memories flooding in all these years when you first became a physician and I went my homeopathic way and coming back and seeing the evolution of, and I'm thinking, like, the stuff we were doing or even talking about, it's like so passe now. It's like, you guys, of course, we all do this, right?
Right.
How much has changed over the years?
It's encouraging. I mean, it's definitely an ebb and a flow. Mm-hmm. And then, I mean, I think that people have taken a larger interest in controlling their health.
Mm-hmm.
And I think early on, it was more of a passive thing. It's like, well, somebody else is going to take care of me.
Right.
You know, let's choose. Let's pick the government.
That's a socialist kind of viewpoint, you know, by the way. And I don't even think doctors like it when people come to them and say, you know, you do everything, doc. I'm like,
right. No,
if you're in
you
it for the right reasons.
You have to participate in your healing.
You've got to engage in it. And, you know, talking about the GI stuff, and I don't know if we'll have time to do that next hour. We've got one segment with you next hour because I've got to do more CBD talk, find out what's going on in Canada. But apparently, remember Cheech and Chong?
Yeah.
Evidently, Tommy Chong had some problems getting in or out of Canada. We're going to learn about that.
Okay.
And it's like, it's legal. Why would Tommy Chong have a problem with this? All right, folks, check it out. Links are up in the show notes. All the guests that are there, we've got it linked up. Thanks to Super Don. We're here in Orlando for a special edition of the Robert Scott Bell Show because the power to heal is always yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.